Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money at Menards.
This is going to go nowhere.
Yay.
The best thing about being a podcast.
Please keep going.
You have to finish it. The best.
Come on, I'm ready.
The best thing about being a podcast is the prerogative to talk about a podcast. Whoa, oh, totally podcast.
Merry Mini Monday, Chunkies. I'm Carter.
Doge.
Jordan.
We're just having ourselves a little Canadian country music this morning. She's from Canada.
Is she really?
Yeah,
Shania. I don't think
Twain.
I knew that.
She is. Because nothing says Twain. Nothing says country like the Great North.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I feel like Disney Plus is going to be talked about for a long time.
Oh my gosh, yes, sir. Yes.
So I was trying to think of a fun metaphor. Like, there's several restaurants out there. I mean, we're all chunky ourselves.
Yeah.
Chunky at heart and soul. I mean, we're looking better. We're all slimming down.
Sure.
But there's lots of restaurants. And then there's the places you love. But then you start to realize, I think I don't necessarily love this so much because of the main course, but because of maybe the bread that comes out, like the appetizer. I specifically think like the apple cinnamon butter or whatever at Texas Roadhouse.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Or things like this. So Disney Plus, understandably, is releasing the river. Like the Ents have gone to Isengard yeah. and they have pulled apart yeah. and the river is flowing. There's right. so much stuff that is going to go
it's
live.
Like I'm on an email list for Disney Plus that like it's going to email me the second subscriptions go live, all that
I am
stuff.
Too.
But it's also like once a day, Disney Plus is like, hey, here's more stuff. I'm like, oh.
By the way, also this.
Man.
And it all just drops day yeah. one.
Yes.
And so D23 has their own, basically their own, what would you call it? State of the Union.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like where they just come out and say all the things that are happening. I don't really want to talk about anything else except for, have y'all seen, this is, I'm saying, I made the metaphor because this is my cinnamon butter on my rolls. I can't believe this also has this. They already had me. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But they have a documentary show called The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
They sure do.
What?
Yep.
And it's literally, they said, Jeff, let's go look at pretty things you like and
what?
Discover more about them.
Yes.
It's almost like a how it's made, but Jeff Goldblum. And he's yeah. like, we're going to talk about things that I'm fascinated with. Like, and one of the very first things he says is denim. And like, it's just like, I'm in. So I would have never thought.
You put it on your legs.
I like denim, dancing, jewelry. You know, just like. All these things.
Oh,
he's like, really?
Goodness.
I'm a late bloomer. I'm a late gold bloomer.
Very yeah. good. And yeah.
So I would have never
wow.
thought
wow.
that a wild card would be maybe the first thing I choose to stream.
I was literally just yeah. thinking,
when
so this, that's the first thing I'm going to watch.
This world-shattering streaming platform comes out.
But
I
hey,
think that will be the first thing I watch everything
also,
and then move on.
Did you guys
on.
Know he's a jazz musician?
Yeah, he's
yes.
coming to Dallas
he's
to the
fantastic.
Texas Theater in September. He's really good.
Hey, so
piano player.
I don't want to hijack your minecart here, but on Disney Plus, there's a couple other things that I've been thinking about.
Come
One
on.
Being Disney owns ABC,
mm-hmm.
which means that for the first time in history, there's a chance that Modern Family would all be available to stream.
It's never been anywhere else.
Never been available for streaming all as a whole.
Yeah, you,
you can watch the most recent
seasons
on Hulu,
Wait
or you can
minute.
Buy them.
Isn't all the Bachelor stuff also ABC?
Yes, that's also
so
true.
The navigation between ABC Studios and Disney Plus, because ABC Studios has that existing deal with Hulu.
Right.
I think the game plan is eventually to fold Hulu into Disney Plus.
Probably.
I would imagine so.
Because Disney owns a controlling stake
But either
in Hulu.
Way, I know that Disney, the the bringing upon of Disney Plus, that I could not think of a better way to
say that. Exactly what you're talking about.
Strange verb choice.
Disney Plus coming to fruition is going to cause Hulu to do a lot of things too. And yes. So whether it's on Hulu or Disney Plus, I'm excited to watch that. But can I say, for somebody whose heart has been hardened to Star Wars for about a year and a half now,
mm-hmm.
The Mandalorian guys
looks pretty great.
Looks pretty freaking dope.
And they didn't even give us Oberyn.
I know. Is that not him in the...
That is him. Yeah. He's the main character.
He's never took the helmet off.
I love him.
Which is wild that he never took the helmet off.
Well, and I mean, the production quality, I'm not surprised. But you have to be extra pleased to see like, oh, this is just like any Star Wars movie.
Yeah. It looks like a movie. Yep.
You know, they're not... There's no need to not use the whole budget on things like this.
I'm torn between stuff like that. Like the Star Wars stuff and the Marvel stuff. The new stuff is so exciting. But act like I'm not going to come home from work every day and watch
Even Stevens.
Watch like an episode of Tailspin, an episode of old DuckTales.
Hey guys, they're bringing Lizzie McGuire back.
Yeah, that's wild.
Back.
Like not old showing stuff. Old stuff. A new.
They're doing like 30-year-old Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah. How's that for an existential crisis for you?
Yeah, I'm freaking out.
Yep.
I think they should not... They should not enhance the quality of her drawn version.
I agree.
Yes.
I think that would take away from the nostalgia.
I think her drawn version should still be 13.
Should look exactly like the same.
Right. Yep.
We'll see.
Lizzie's having a psychotic break and can't come to terms with the fact
it's like Return to Oz.
So dark.
It's like Return to Wonderland or whatever it is.
Yeah. That's amazing. Moving on. And before we go to the island... I would be remiss if we didn't play a certain game during our back to school series. Have you ever had kind of a, you were like, oh man, I missed a lot of assignments.
Yeah.
And all I really need is some extra credit. You ready to bring it back?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mean Girls, which we're reviewing tomorrow, which is our final, makes me sad, final installment of back to school. This one was a banger. I think this whole series has been so much fun. Mean Girls, finally, of these four movies, has enough big actors that we've got a chance. So those of you that have not heard us play Extra Credit, it's really hard.
Or we're just bad at it.
Or we're very bad.
Or we're bad at it. But that we've decided that makes it real fun. And so it's 9 now, right? You only have to get 9 points to win.
I think so. Yeah.
That sounds right.
So what will happen is...
just keep lowering that total
I know.
So we can maybe
win. It's only
win.
One, right? You only have to get one.
Yeah. So it's based off of an IMDb algorithm that takes into account a certain actor's... if they've produced something or directed, how involved they are in the movie, how many awards that might have been won on that movie, how popular is it in a search? So there's a lot of things that come into play here, and we're figuring out it's harder to predict every time. And so what I'm actually going to do this time, because we've got a handful of stars, I'm going to name several of them for you, and you will choose what order, and you don't have to choose all three of them at once, but I will give you a pool of actors to choose from, and we will pick three.
Okay.
Your choices are, and the way this works is there's four top credits that IMDb, this algorithm creates on its website. Consider the top credits for each of these actors individually. If the guys get all four of them, they get an extra point. Until then, everyone guessed is just 1 point. So technically, they could get 15 points. But they've never gotten more than 8.
That's true.
So
that's true.
We'll have
a little over half
to choose from. Lindsay Lohan.
Sure.
Rachel McAdams.
Sure.
Tina Fey.
Yum.
And Amy Poehler. Nope, there's 5. So Amy Poehler and Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
So you'll have 5 to choose from. Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and then Amanda Seyfried.
And we have to do 3 of them.
You have to pick 3.
Okay.
And you don't have to do all 3 of them now. Let's just do 1 at a time.
Okay. I think Lindsay Lohan
could
potentially...
I can think of 3 for sure.
Yeah. So do you want to do Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
So I think Mean Girls is going to be in there.
So we are
going,
going Lindsay
straight
Lohan
into
first?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Well, might as well, right? Do 1 at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go into Lindsay Lohan. And I think Mean Girls has got to be in there.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Okay.
Is it Bing, Bing? Yeah. Bing, Bing.
Yep.
I think The Parent Trap.
Yes, I agree.
Is probably in there. So let's lock that.
Bing, bing.
Okay.
Parent Trap was 1. Mean Girls, 2.
Freaky Friday is probably in there.
I agree also.
Let's lock in Freaky Friday.
Bing, bing.
Okay.
Coming back. We're just in the school mentality. So Freaky Friday was 4.
Could it be Herbie Fully Loaded?
I was just about to ask you that question. I kind of think it might be
what
Herbie
else
Fully
would it
Loaded.
Be? I can't even think
of something. I kind
of
think it might be Herbie Fully Loaded. in the interest of spanning the gamut of the...
That's her career, right? Yeah. I mean, these four movies are what Lindsay Lohan did, right?
Pre-life fall apart, get life back together. This is her.
Let's go, Herbie.
Herbie fully loaded. Locked in.
A bong.
What was
it? I know who killed me.
What? I don't even know what
I know who killed me. I knew about this because it's one of my least favorite movie titles of all time. But she kind of comes back as a ghost and she knows who her murderer her. Is. And
yeah,
she's kind of haunting that them.
Wow.
I think she's got one leg in that movie. I'm not totally sure. I haven't seen it. So you have three points.
Okay. Three
that's
points.
Great.
That's good.
Yeah.
If you got, if you simply get three on every one of the actors, you will win the very first time on extra credit. Who is going to be your next actor? We so have Rachel McAdams, we have Tina Fey, we have Amy Poehler, and Amanda Seyfried.
I think it's got to be Amy or Tina.
I feel like I could at least get three on Rachel or Amanda.
Okay.
I feel like there's a good chance that I could get several of Amy's and Tina.
Amy
so like,
and
you've
Tina
got
definitely got
from.
Some TV shows in there.
I also think so.
That's right. Part of extra credit is... It can be a TV show. We had Will Smith once, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Fresh Prince was his number
but
one.
Like, I feel like Amanda Seyfried.
I am much less familiar with her
okay, that's fair.
Stuff.
That's
so fair. If you feel comfortable putting the team on your back for that.
I don't know that I do. Rachel McAdams, we could probably get
I think we could
pretty
get
easily.
Let's save her for last then.
Okay, so do we
like
want to do
anchor in a relay race?
Tina or Amy? I feel like Tina probably has 30 Rock. I feel like Amy definitely has Parks and Rec. And that might...
I feel like they both probably have SNL.
Oh.
SNL is never considered on IMDb's.
Really?
Top. No. Just because it's okay. All over the place.
Tina Fey for sure has 30 Rock. So we have at least a solid lead on both of those. Let's shoot from the hip and pick. Because I think Tina Fey would probably also have Mean Girls.
It's probably true.
And I don't know that Amy Poehler would.
Let's go Tina Fey.
Yep. Let's okay. go, Tina.
All right, we're going Tina Fey.
30 Rock, lock it in.
Bing, bing. Number one.
Do we want to try Mean Girls?
Yeah, Mean Girls, lock it in.
Bing, bing. Number Ooh. Three.
Okay, so she could have, what is it, Date Night with Steve Carell?
Yep.
That's one of her other big movie credits. Also, Baby Mama with Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Is a pretty big one.
Wasn't she in one called like Sisters or something like that?
I think also with Amy Poehler.
With Amy Poehler also?
If it was going to be one of those, I think Baby Mama's bigger.
Probably.
Do we want to do Date Night?
I'm good with Date Night or Baby Mama. I don't really care either way.
Are you comfortable locking one of those in?
Yeah.
Let's do Date Night, lock it in.
Bing, bing. You got 6 points now. That's great.
You want to try Baby Mama, lock it in?
Yeah.
Baby Mama, lock it in.
Bong, bong. Sisters.
Is it really Sisters over Baby Mama?
Uh-huh. Baby Mama's on Amy's. Amy Poehler.
That is weird.
Sisters was on both of them.
We won't pick Amy because you just give us a,
yeah, my
big,
bad, guys.
A big boy hint.
I thought y'all were choosing. You all said Rachel McAdams would be your last one.
I think Amanda we could Seyfried. Probably get three on Rachel.
I don't know. I know a movie Amy Poehler's in.
Yeah. No, let's not do that. I don't want an asterisk by our win.
Yeah.
Let's
sorry,
do Rachel.
Sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
So we've got 6 points, right?
6 points. We all you need are Rachel three McAdams of these.
I think I have three that aren't Mean Girls. So do we want to try Mean Girls first just so we know what we're working with?
Yep.
Okay, Mean Girls.
Bing, bing.
Ah,
7 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Which you have three chances to get 2 points.
It absolutely has to be the notebook.
Mean Girls is number two.
So the notebook lock it in.
Bing, bing, number
I'm
one.
I'm pretty sure she's in About Time with Domhnall Gleeson.
Hey, we're 1 point away from winning.
I know.
No pressure.
And you've got two shots to get one of these.
I'm fairly certain she's in About Time with Domhnall Gleeson.
Okay, what's the other one?
And, oh goodness. It's gone from my brain now.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure she's in About Time with Domhnall Gleeson.
Okay.
I think that's big enough to be...
Shot in the dark. About Time. Lock it in.
Bong. Bong.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay,
oh, no.
Here we are again. You dreaded extra credit game. We
is
are
she
to the
in
last.
About Time, though?
She is.
Okay. I thought so. It's just not one of her top. So that
she
means
is in her top four. I just want to give it
we
to
have
you.
Two. We only have to get one.
We have to think of one more Rachel McAdams movie. And I... can't think of one right now.
Well, I thought that I was more confident in it than I was.
I would be a hint boy right now, but y'all have been killing it, so I'm not going to.
Why can't I think of another Rachel McAdams movie? She's in Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
She's also in The Family Stone.
She a big enough role.
She's a big enough role in Wedding Crashers, I think.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers, lock it in.
Bong.
Oh my goodness gracious.
8 points. Red Eye.
Yeah, I never would have
gotten Cillian Murphy. And then another Nicholas Sparks, The Vow, with Channing Tatum. Rachel McAdams was one of the harder ones.
How is Wedding Crashers not in her top? I feel like that movie's a big deal.
What would you have done for Amanda Seyfried?
I would have done Mamma Mia, Mean Girls.
Bing, 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 bing.
Probably, isn't she in Into the Woods? Or not Into the Woods. She's in the Snow White or the Red. She's in something what? Like that. Some fairy tale movie. But I honestly probably would have gone for Mamma Mia too. Mm-mm. No?
No, Dear John, Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah.
Los Miserables.
There it is, guys.
Eight. Wow. Beefed it at the finish line, huh?
But it's okay, because there's a place we can go join some more losers. Let's go to paradise.
Welcome to the island.
We're here. We just washed up on the shore.
Can I be real honest?
Yeah.
I got bachelor fatigue.
I am so unbelievably over these star-crossed lovers.
It's Paradise is usually my favorite because it stays lighthearted longer than any of the others, and it dove headfirst into serious from like week two.
You know what's unfortunate is it feels like the surrogate for this is someone we all love. Do you not think that JPJ was at his worst this episode?
Yeah, my boy had a meltdown.
It was full blown like weird,
and and the three of us are married.
Sure.
Can you imagine if someone did something like this at your wedding?
I would have lost. I don't think that was their real wedding. I have a theory that they probably got married and then went and did this for the
staged
bachelor
wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I have two. I took notes because of how bored I was. I was looking for anything to do other than watch the screen of my television.
Oh, it was so terrible.
So I took some notes on this, and I have two things I want to say about this wedding. Number one, huge shout out to whoever edited that country boy's voice. And then also, whatever audio engineer sat with their MIDI keyboard and listened to him play and played a string part along with him.
Yeah.
There were no strings at their wedding, but there were strings coming through the speakers. Somebody sat down and recorded a MIDI string part to go along with this boy. And the best part was the sparkly chimes when the door opened.
Yes.
Sounded like somebody casting
a
spell.
It was so strange. And then Chris is... like, he did their wedding.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how easy that is.
Yeah.
Especially with my dad being a pastor. It's like, oh, you can just do it. It takes 20 minutes.
Yeah. That's why there's a lot of reasons that I don't think this was their actual ceremony. Mostly that the entire crowd was just bachelor people.
Yeah. Do you have family?
So here's the thing.
That might be harsh if they don't.
I have said before on the show, I think two different times I have made reference to the fact that I thought that I would watch a Scooby-Doo movie that was not them solving a mystery, but it was just them going to an island and watching Fred and Daphne get married. Scrappy-Doo officiates. Scooby's the best man. You know the drill. That's what this episode was, and I was so bored. I would not watch that Scooby-Doo movie, and I hated this Bachelor episode.
Yeah.
Because it was literally just like, you know, everybody you know, now they're doing wedding stuff.
Dude, that was my thing. Is like, clearly there was not enough going on this season of The Bachelor in Paradise because they've extended a couple people's relationship drama over like multiple weeks and then filled an entire episode with the wedding of past contestants.
Exactly.
And it's like, I get it's all dumb drama from top to bottom, but this season more than any it feels like egregious
They did that with Hannah's season too.
Yeah.
Like they strung out all the Luke P stuff. With Colton's season, they strung out the fence. Like they've got all this stuff that they just string out forever.
Well, and when you get people like Hannah B as your bachelorette, you end up with a crew of boys who wants to watch them on TV for that long.
Yeah.
And so you got to find ways to fill out time.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I mean, it just felt like Tuesday's episode was a blah.
Yeah,
but
more
Monday
so than
was
Monday.
Pretty fun. The JPJ date with
Haley.
No, before that.
Tajwan.
Tajwan was hilarious. And then she...
Speaking of mental breakdowns.
Well, she's just there for being crazy on the show. It was comical. Like it was
I laughed out loud
way.
When she asked for guacamole. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud at JPJ fake laughing at his own joke because he didn't know how to fill the time on their date.
It was bad. And he starts choking again because he's eating the TV food or whatever, the dinner food
that
they bring out.
Yeah.
But
hey, I got points in my other fantasy league for that though.
I got 5 points in that league.
Nobody
Everyone
did good
else
on Tuesday.
Got negative.
I think I got 15 points.
You got five.
I jumped up to the first place, babies.
All right. You beat your wife
then. First place, babies.
I did. I'm in first.
Let me look at this too, because I have, in terms of our, all of my people are still here. So Mike, Derek, Blake, and Nicole all got past another rose ceremony.
I lost Jen. You lost
Caitlin.
Yeah.
And the people that you had just gained.
That we just got.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty sure we decided that Jen was the first one offset.
Yeah.
So you get the next person.
I get the next person, which could be Dean.
Might be Dean. I don't think coming back counts.
Why? Just because you don't want me to have your boy?
No, I don't think leaving and coming back to the show counts as a new arrival.
Okay.
Does it?
I don't know.
We'll decide next week, I guess, when Dean comes back.
Yeah, it's just really unique. I have no idea.
Quick point rundown. I've got 19.
I also have 19.
And I have 21. Because the only person I've lost was Bibby, who didn't make it past a single rose ceremony. Whoops.
Well, neither did Caitlin or Jen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Another relatively big story. I don't really want to talk about the JPJ, Derek, Tayshia stuff because that's it makes so me so boring. Mad. And it's just so frustrating. John Paul Jones made me... I never thought that I could be so high on somebody and then so low so quickly.
Yeah.
But on that note, I don't like Nicole anymore at all. I'm fine if Angela and Clay get back together. That was kind of a big deal. He was clearly so uncomfortable. That man cannot hide how he feels.
Not even a little bit.
And it really feels... For someone who only really seems to feel one thing... He can't hide that one thing.
No, not at all.
Like his expression does not change.
Are you the one that compared him to Strong Sad from Homestar Runner?
Yes.
Exactly. Clay's whole thing is like, I'm sad that I'm flying.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just Strong very,
Clay's,
Sad.
Clay's one emotion is,
I'm nervous. I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
Strong Sad. He is built like an action figure.
He really is.
He looks like a G.I. Joe.
He's what the comics draw. Like the comic book people, the artists.
Yeah, he has the physique that I would have held and smashed against another action figure to make them fight.
Was there another big story this week? I can't think of anything. Like it felt like it was just the JPJ stuff and the Clay stuff.
I mean, the Dean stuff, he left in the beginning of Tuesday episode.
And here's my thing with Dean is like, I am so over him self-sabotaging that I almost don't care anymore.
There might be something redemptive here if he comes back.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't like Connor, honestly. He seems like a nice guy.
Connor seems like a really nice guy.
He doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't like him. I don't want to,
I don't want to hang out with Connor, but
Connor seems like a pretty good dude, but like, I don't know that I would ever like pick him for my team or anything.
He's like, honestly, like when you're on...
Oh, wait. No, one of us
one
gets
of you
Connor.
Has Connor.
Oh, shoot. You get Connor.
No!
What if I was like, actually, no, I think Dean coming back.
I'm excited to welcome Connor onto my team. I think he's probably going to be here for the right reasons. We're going to have a really good time together and just see what happens.
Speaking of Connor impersonations, I think the MVP of these two episodes is Demi. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yes. What she did post credits or during the credits, talking about like doing a Christina, Connor, and then a Caitlin.
Very, very good. Very good.
Oh
very
my funny. Goodness. And then I think it's going to happen. I don't remember who it was. It might have been Jordan that thought Demi would join Wells behind the bar.
It's got to.
When those two are, it's just the two of them and Caitlin.
Yeah.
Talking about Dean, it feels like that's a rehearsal.
Yes.
Like for her to be just on the
other
side.
Well, that's what happened with Wells a lot. They kept showing Wells in extra funny stuff in the season prior. And then all of a sudden he was behind the bar the next season.
Yep. And then Wells impersonation of JPJ and Tashwan was also very funny.
And I think that, I've said this before, I think there's a chance that they're grooming Wells to be the next Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
I think you've said that every episode.
I know. I could pretty easily see them saying it's a two-host situation now. It's like Demi and Wells are the hosts of The Bachelor now.
I'm fine.
Let them play off of each other. I think it would bring some lightheartedness that Chris doesn't necessarily bring.
Sure.
I think Chris brings a lot of gravity to the situation.
Yeah.
Chris is just their dad. And Wells and Demi could be their cool aunt and uncle.
Right, yeah.
It's like, you can have as much candy as you want while your dad's out of town.
And if we want to let Chris kind of slam jam the the rose ceremony situations,
sure,
but then let Wells and Demi run along and be the eyes and ears on the ground. I think that would be
that could A-okay. Be fun.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the world might be getting Bachelor fatigue. Yeah.
I think so too.
They I think that shot in the arm is put old Chrissy boy out there. Put Chris as the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Honestly, absolutely. That would be super great.
Bring it back.
But they got to do something because as somebody who really enjoys the show for all of the reasons that I think you're supposed to enjoy it, ironically.
Yeah.
I'm still having a hard time getting on board.
Yeah. I find myself being so bored.
I mean, I'm still going to watch the next ones, but like,
yeah,
I'm not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it though. To end this episode, I'd love your name. And I want you to tell me who you think, if Jeff Goldblum was to walk down those stairs, usually a date card is given to the person walking down the stairs. So if Jeff Goldblum walks down, who's he taking out on a date? Who do you think he would choose? I'm Carter, and there's no one more out there than Jeff Goldblum.
Sure.
That's why I'm so excited for The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Mm.
Honestly, I think he would find perhaps a sea creature on the beach, maybe a crab.
Sure.
And just have an entire scene with the crab and just take it out on a date.
Yeah.
I'm Doge, and I think that the South Pole magnet that is that is Jeff Goldblum would find his North Pole home in the magnet that is JPJ.
I knew you were going to say
and
JPJ.
They would, I think they would just walk around the island and look at stuff. Like look at the plants and look at the pavers on the street and just, I just want to see them interact really is what this comes down to.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's great.
I'm Jordan and I think that Jeff Goldblum would take the camera crew on a date and set them up across from himself at the table, look at them dead in the camera lens. And I think we would watch a 30-minute date of just Jeff Goldblum just speaking to America.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. That's what I want.
Kind of like a Jeff Goldblum State of the Union.
Yeah. Well, because my first answer was going to be he's going to take himself. He's going to walk on the beach. He's going to take a look around and go, no, thank you, and take himself. But I think he'd say, hey, why don't you guys come along?